My name is Ramon. I believe in a meeting started on time, so it's 2 o'clock, so let's get this party started, correct? Let's start real quick by just inviting a loving God into this process. So if you wish to join me, you can join me. If not, just pray in silence. I'm going to open up with the serenity prayer. God, grant me the serenity to accept the things I cannot change. Courage to change things I can't, and the wisdom to know the difference. So as I said, my name is Ramon, and I'm an addict, and we'd like to welcome you to the Florida Service Symposium number 9. I've had the honor of attending 6 already in a row, and every year has been a different experience. I am the liaison for the Southeastern Zonal Forum PR Task Force, and I've been charged today with facilitating this meeting. Give you just a little information of the task force. Basically, what we are, a work group project-based, and we work on consensus-based decision-making for the most part. And I've invited a couple of people to come and share their experiences and things that they've been able to do on the zone. But I didn't want to keep it to the Southeast Zonal Forum, so I took the opportunity of inviting Patricia, who is part of the EDM, and hopefully I pronounced this right. The EDM is the European Delegate. Did I get that right? Yay, I scored a brownie point today. So we're going to start with Patricia, and she's going to tell us what they're doing in Europe on their zone. And then when Patricia's done, Amanda's just going to roll in, and she's going to share a little bit about her experience and what she's done. And then we're going to turn it over to Matt, and hopefully there'll be enough time for some Q&A. If you don't know what Q&A is, questions and answers. So at this time, I'd like to turn it over to Patricia.
Thank you so much, Ramon, for the invitation. My name is Patricia, and I'm an addict. And currently, I'm the DR of Portugal, and I'm a member of the EDM body and work group, and the PR work group. So when I received your invitation, I called Patrick, who is our point person, who is over there as well. And some minutes ago, to Zé Pedro, that is the DR out from Portugal, to like a task force to come here to stay with you. And to talk about EDM. So EDM, in this moment, stopped to be only a work group, a PR work group, and elected and approved in our last session in February, the PR committee for EDM. So this is a huge and big moment for us, because it's like we reborn again. We had a PR committee. We did a lot of events, but at some point we stayed only with fellowship development. And in 2015, we decided to make a work group, a PR work group, so we can work on a lot of subjects that otherwise we couldn't. I'm part of that group since then. Now it's very good, because we will have in our next meeting the chair and vice chair. We will have a budget and all the things that the committee has. So it's a turnover moment for us. Because what we realized was that as a work group with a lot of members, we are more or less more or less 8 persons from different regions. We worked a lot, but it was in some moments hard to have the DR job and the PR job. It's a lot of service. So what we were doing these last years was, let me see the time, okay, was studying the best way to ask the body for a PR committee. I think that we have a big moment before COVID in 2019 when the NOS decided to make an event with us, or we did with them, I don't know, but we did it together in Portugal, and we went to Lisbon Addictions. And we have the big opportunity, me and Patrick, to be trained by Jane in an event face-to-face with more or less than 200 professionals. And we saw Jane doing PR, and we learned a lot from her, right? Because we know she's sharp and she does it very good. And that event was a big one, and we will have another one. It was postponed to 2021, we think. 2022, I'm sorry, we think it will be. And in that moment was then we faced that we needed to have the PR. As in the moment we stayed online with the COVID, we did an event in PR Week when we had our regions with us. We worked on a workshop with some traditions to understand what EDM, the regions that composes EDM, think about the PR work. What is PR for the different regions? And it's very good to listen that in the end, even the experiences are all different, in the end, is the same. PR is the same for all of us, that we are PR. Each one of us is PR. And we do it every time we speak for NA. So it was wonderful and fulfilled our feelings in that moment because that's only this. We are online. We cannot achieve persons in the same way we did before, but we are working. And in this moment, with all these experiences, with our monthly meetings, and with all people there, what we see and we can face is that people want to do it. And we know what we are going to do, but now we think it's prudent to do baby stepping. So we'll in this PR week in June, what we will do with the experience we collected in this last years as a work group is a workshop where we are going to collect from the different regions what they want to do with PR and our strategic plan. Because we were not, okay, we did, when the moment we were elected, we only will have a chair and vice chair in the next EDM meeting. So until that moment, we will still go on with as a work group. So we will do this workshop. And in European Learning Days, we will have a workshop as well. We didn't decide the theme. But probably we will go on social media and yes, Patrick, we'll go on social media because we saw in last meeting, we said it was a possibility because when we studied these traditions before COVID and did these workshops in EDM and our regions, it was one thing. And now we have more material, more experience, and probably we can pick this and work it in another way that we will do. I'd like so much to divide this time with Patrick, so I don't know when, what point, how many minutes I have until the end. Can you say me, Ramon, 5 minutes until the end? Yes. Okay. So can I share Can I share with Patrick so he can add more experience? Okay. Thank you.
Sure, Patrick. Go ahead and unmute yourself.
Do you want to go up, Patrick?
Good evening, everybody. I'm Patrick. I'm an addict. You were doing so fine, Patrice. I don't know. Why would you want to share this time with me? But yeah, thank you for your sharing, and thank you, everybody, to be here. And here's our business card. It's opposite, but it says EDM, Public Relations. Yeah, I don't know what to add. Patrice already shared a lot of the history of EDM PR. We have done some very nice service with the workshop with the work group, and we have been in EU Parliament. We have done a few conferences, very big one, a couple of times in Lisbon and also in Thessaloniki, Greece. It was also in 2019. We had two different task teams. One in Lisbon and one in Thessaloniki. Just to correct you, Patricia, but I thought it was it's opposite, that we're going to do strategy in ESL and this other one in later on. But it's okay. It's okay. But yeah, we had an idea in our work group that while we have this decision now to be a committee, so why don't we use this zonal experience of PR work and gather the strategy for the future committee from the regions and so the ESL, it's perfect platform for this one. And I really relate what Patrice said about this a lot of service while you are doing regional delegate service, and also this PR work group and other work groups also. So you kind of go blind. You run out of hours with your day. So it's. I think it's very beautiful decision that our body made to have really PR committee for the EDM zone. So and actually Zé Pedro was also in Lisbon. We were doing all three of us in Lisbon 2019. But this came so quickly. Patricia sent me today WhatsApp and said that would you please join me here, or was it yesterday? I'm not sure. And I have been sitting in my region service conference whole day, so I started in the morning today, this Saturday morning, to have a Region Finland service conference. So it's evening in Finland at the moment. Yeah. But thank you, everybody. I don't know what more to say. Thank you for listening to me, and I stay and listen to your experiences.
Thank you both, Patricia and Patrick. At this time, we're going to turn the meeting over to Amanda.
Hey, everybody. I'm Amanda Addict. And I have the pleasure of serving on the Southeastern Zonal Forum PR Task Force. And I say pleasure because when I came into the task force at the time, Matt facilitated the meetings, and Ramon is our liaison. They're both a complete joy to work with. So anytime there's an imposition for service from Matt, I always feel like I'm in the right place. And now I can say that when Ramon imposes service, it feels like the right place too. So thanks for the opportunity to speak on behalf of the task force. I was asked to share a little bit about my experience with the Zonal Forum Task Force and what the task force has done for me. This time last year, the fellowship, I don't want to say it was in an upheaval, but we were experiencing new horizons with the way that we were going to carry the message to the addicts. who still suffered. And it was really an honor to watch how our local PR service bodies quickly came together and put together virtual meetings and stayed in touch with professionals to make sure that the addicts that were still out there knew how to find us. And in saying that, the year before that, it's taken me about 2 years to get to this point with the task force. Each time I tried to join a meeting, I was either late for the meeting, missed the meeting, or had the wrong information. And by the time I made it to my first Southeastern Zonal Forum PR meeting, I had a good inkling that the relationships that could be built on this level of service could be lasting. Anytime I reached out for communication about the zonal, I immediately had a response, which is a little different than anything else I've experienced in service. So I knew going into this that the desire to serve the fellowship was going to be a little different than what, you know, we experience in local service. So as we were meeting, we were finding that, as you know, our local committees were present at the meetings and were asked just for an introduction or to let us know what was going on, we found that most of the local committees lacked the creativity or even the manpower this time last year to put together anything for PR week. And after 2 or 3 months of the same reports, the idea conscience through the zonal task force to facilitate or host a PR week event that could support the efforts of our local committees or areas or regions. So from that, just like any other level of service, anytime an idea is yours, it becomes your responsibility to make sure it happens, or at least the request is, that sounds wonderful, why don't you chair? So that's what I did. And with that, I was not alone. Almost everyone involved in the task force jumped on to the project. And within, I guess, about 5 weeks, we put together a 4-hour speaker jam, so to speak, all virtual. We were able to pull together our contacts and had plenty of wonderful speakers. We had a trivia, we had a giveaway for the trivia, and it was an opportunity for the rest of us PR enthusiasts or participants to become a part of something much bigger than, you know, what the fellowship might have been facing at the time. It was a successful event, so successful that it actually is going to continue this year. New chair, so it's, you know, we're actually looking at 2 days. It's beginning to look a bit more like a PR event than just something that we put together in an effort to pull together the spirit of the fellowship. And an effort to unify some of the other service bodies involved in the Southeastern Zonal Forum, we actually collectively decided that the additional needs task force would have ASL interpreters at the event. And I think that was the first experience with many of us with watching the interpreters and understanding the amount of service and efforts for service that go in through that task force that actually is housed as part of the Southeastern Zone. Some of my, what the task force has done for me, I came into service very early. I think a lot of my experience with service was so I didn't have to start looking at myself. And I'm really grateful for the involvement that I had so young to recovery because it kept me coming. But I got to a point in my recovery that, you know, just keeping coming wasn't enough for service. And the zone actually introduced me to the idea of group conscience, true group conscience, where I could experience what it felt like to experience group conscience. The Southeastern Zonal Forum has also given me the opportunity to feel like my experience is heard, my perspective is considered, and for that, I'm grateful. Thanks for letting me share.
Thank you for sharing, Amanda. At this time, we're going to turn it over to Matt, who's going to talk about the video project, I believe.
Hi, everybody. I'm an addict named Matt, longstanding member of the Southeastern Zonal Forum PR Task Force and a PR enthusiast. What I'm here to talk about today is a joint zonal task or project group that was created initially between the Northeastern Zonal Forum and the Southeastern Zonal Forum PR Task Force. One thing that my region has always been huge about is reaching across boundaries of service and collaboration with and inclusivity of anyone and everyone that wants to be a part. So when this idea came up, I really jumped on it because it's been a wonderful opportunity to what the purpose of the project group is to create internal PR training videos to be used to train people to do PR. And it has grown to where we now currently have active members from the Southeastern Zonal Forum, Autonomy Zone, the Northeastern Zonal Forum, some people from Southern Zone, and someone from Western State Zonal Forum are all involved in this joint project group. And just for clarity on the terminology, we decided to go with the idea of naming the PR for the Zonal Forum a task force because of the broad political and NA service philosophies that we have within our zone, in that if we would have named it a standing committee, people probably would have not gone for it. If we named it a work group, we had other regions that would not have gone for it. So we wanted to have something that was both standing and project based. So we had to kind of reinvent the wheel in the way that we did that. And that's how we decided to call it a task force. Because there's a communication forum that meets on Zoom once a month for the task force itself, which is purely just idea sharing, communication, bringing people together, and everyone's welcome. It's not just specific to our zone, although it is responsible to our zone through Ramon, who actually on this side over here is the one that we send to the zone to be our point of contact, and he is the one that's responsible to the zone. So anytime we make a mistake, they yell at him. Anytime we do anything good, he's the one that gets the praise. And we kind of like it that way. But when a project is created, again, we had to stay away from some of the longstanding terms of like what a work group is. So when a project is created, it really is a work group, these project groups that are created once something is approved. But we call them a project group, and they're given a specific task and they're given a specific outline, and they function exactly the same as a work group does. This project group in particular's task was to collaborate with the surrounding zones to create these training videos. At this point, we do have three of them that are approved. One that is up on the Southeastern Zonal Forum's website now. Two of them that should have been, but I keep forgetting to remind Ramon to track them down and send them to the our web servant so that they can get put up. And there was a fourth one that was approved at our last project group meeting, which will now have to go in front of the task force as a whole at the end of next month. That the task force meets on the third Tuesday of the month at 8 o'clock. That time was specifically chosen because the Northeastern Zonal Forum's PR committee meets at 9 o'clock. So this gives us an opportunity to collaborate between the two zones and the PR task force and committee so that our members have an opportunity to visit them immediately afterwards and their members have an opportunity to come and hang with us beforehand. And that has been huge as far as, you know, us working together on projects such as this one. And the PR week thing that Amanda was just talking about has now actually become a multi-zonal event as well, with members from Autonomy, Northeastern, and Southern Zone all involved in the planning on that as well. Uh-oh, what's Ramon doing now? There it is. Yep. So that has been really a major function of our task force, is not just to foster better communication and collaboration and PR inside our zone, which is the primary function, but it has also been a wonderful opportunity to create collaboration and communication and working together with the zones around us as well. And that has only been a beautiful thing. It's been very good for us all to work together and get to know people. And, you know, as I got involved in service at the zone as an opportunity to be of service and to promote PR around different places. And every once in a while, I wonder if today my motives are really in the right place, because oftentimes I show up because of the relationships that I've built with people and the friends that I've made. And that may not be the right reason to do service, but we're doing good things in the process. So it's an extra motivator to not just carry the message and to, you know, increase communication and collaboration, but I mean, some of the best friends I have in the world, I see once a month at this thing. And that's been a really beautiful experience to me. And I appreciate all of you guys that have been involved in that. And I invite everyone here that's never been involved in that, come out. We'd love to have you. We are open completely to anyone that attends. We give a voice to everyone, regardless of what zone that you're in, because the major function is to increase collaboration and PR inside and outside our zone. So I hope that we can see a lot more of you later on in the future. Thanks for letting me share.
Thanks for sharing, Matt. And thank you, Patricia and Amanda. And at this time, we'll do a little bit of Q&A. If anyone has any questions, ideas, raise your hand. And I don't see no hands. So if you do have one, just unmute yourself and go. Let's keep this on. Elizabeth, go.
Hey, I'm an addict, Elizabeth. Nice to see you.
Hi,
all
Elizabeth.
Here. Hi. I meet up with the Autonomy Zone. That's kind of the Mid-Atlantic. And my mana there is the Montgomery area. So it's Montgomery County, Maryland. PR chair. That's what I've been doing for the last couple of years. We've made a big pivot. We're going to join up on the end of PR week. Instead of doing a big PR day, we did a Zoom PR day last year. And our big get and give at our PR event last year was a Zoom video. And you might write this down. It's called The Surrender. It's a 18-minute pixelated video that's on YouTube. And it's about how all the different parts of NA, from the greeter at a meeting to PR to H&I, how an addict in deep addiction, you know, goes in and out of jail and in and out of recovery and becomes a member of NA. So it's called The Surrender on YouTube. So that was our big get, and we put that out. So what we're going to do, we're also doing a convention this year. So I'm joining the Northeast Forum, not the Northeast, the East Coast Forum that Matt was talking about. And I'm going to be describing a digital outreach program that we did. We just made a huge pivot and built on top of the normal in-person contacts we had. And over the course, once a season, we reached out to 60 facilities, parole and probation, drug courts, and finally, even the county media, they had gone online onto email. So I contacted them and said, can we do a PSA on your email blast? And they said, no, give us an article. So we ended up writing this big article, big one-page article that says what NA is, what we offer, all the different contacts, the online contacts, the World Service contacts. So all this material from our digital outreach project is in a Google Drive. And we're going to make it available to everybody. We're going to be doing a overview of this project at our convention and recording it. So we'll have it as a video teaching tool. It's a lot of fun to watch, and it's also a teaching tool, getting people to understand PR. So by June 12th, which is when we'll be making our presentation, we can run the video and then take questions and answers. So we've got those two things that we've brought to bear, and it's been fun. And I've loved working on these projects. You get, it's a feeling of accomplishment, and we really have to give and take on these projects to get them done. So I'm happy to be part of that. Thanks for letting me share.
Thank you, Elizabeth. Pat, I see your hand up. Pat, you have your hand up? Is he frozen? Okay, I think he's frozen. Anybody else?
Hey, man. Pat Baker out of Oklahoma. Can't miss it. I'm an addict, and I have been involved in PR for about 16 years.
Hey, Tony.
I had a question for you folks, being in a different part of the country. When you do your PR events, are you having difficulties getting judges, court counselors, court-related, even police departments to attend those events? And if you're having success, what's the best way you are doing it?
Were you addressing Patricia on that one?
Anyone had any answers to that?
Okay, so you were addressing all three of them.
I love drug court, so that kind of thing came into my mind. Right.
Patricia, could you answer that? Did you hear his question?
It was difficult for me to understand the question. I was with some cuts in the connection. Can you repeat for me?
Yes. His question is, are you having difficulty reaching probation officers, law enforcement officers, and people of public office to help carry our message? Let me shorten that up.
Yes, what we have is the region's experience in this moment, and some regions are doing good PR, going by email and online, and can have regular meetings. Some others, like here in Portugal, we don't have no one answers our emails and contacts. So it's not the same in all of the regions in this moment. I don't know if I answered your question.
I believe you did. I believe you did. The answer was she is having some success in certain areas, and certain areas she's not. And they are contacting them by both telephone, email, and snail mail. Did I get that correct?
I have something I could add on to that. You know, before when we were doing presentations, and still we tend to talk to the higher ups in the bureaucracy, like the head of drug court or the head of parole and probation. In our digital outreach, we decided to aim for the people who are face-to-face with people who might be in recovery, right? So I call the main number. You call the main number of an organization, say like drug court or parole and probation. And what you get is what's called a field agent. And these are the people who supervise the agents who meet with people who are going through drug court or parole and probation. And basically I said, look, we're with Narcotics Anonymous. I know some of your clients come to us as part of their program. We'd like to provide online contact information because there's no in-person meetings anymore. And what they did is they give me the whole organization. They say the field supervisors each have 10 agents. The 10 agents each have 50 to 100 people they deal with. So what we do is we set up an email tree within an organization. I send the email to the field supervisor, request that he list the agents, forward the email with all the information, and this is all in our Google Drive. We have all these templates in the Google Drive, and copy me as well. So I get back a list of all the agents who are working with NA or wanting to work with NA. And so going forward, when we're contacting them again, I just have to go to my sent mail. Everything is there. I put the new information together, boom, I send it.
Another thing that you can do is in your local area, in the state you live in, there's usually a website that puts you in contact or gives you the address and main emails to the state that you're in, and you can download that and then, you know, make phone calls or send mail or however you would like to attack it. Usually best starts with one-on-one. Any other questions?
You have a hand.
Simon, you had your hand up.
Yeah, hi. My name's Simon. I'm an addict. I'm the regional PI trainer in the UK at the moment. So I do trainings around the areas in the UK. As Patricia said, in the European zone, it's very patchy. You know, we have some very developed regions and some regions with just literally a few meetings. So obviously it varies, but what's really interesting listening to Elizabeth, it reminds me that the best PI gets done by people, not by systems. Some people are really good at this. Some people are really stubborn and persistent. I'm not suggesting for a second that you're either of those two, Elizabeth, but if you're anything like me, you probably are. And I think that some of the best work is personality driven rather than principle driven. So it's often good sometimes, and then it falls away over the years. And that's about the individuals doing it. What works best is if we set up mechanisms, systems, and it sounds exactly that's what Elizabeth has done, set some templates up so the people who come in after her can do the same things that she's done. My experience of working with systems, you know, probation service or magistrates associations or medical professionals, is making a friend within the organization and having them help us do stuff. You know, they have internal mailing systems, and getting into an internal mailing system saves us huge amounts of time and energy. One of the difficulties about online address lists that are you know, available through the front door, where you go onto a main website and you look at an address list of offices, everyone's got that. They're getting dozens of emails a week from people who are coming through the front door. Really, the addict way of doing it is to make a friend and start inside the building. You know, get into internal mailing systems because they tend to get better results. And there's no doubt that emailing and following up with phone calls is really how this works. When we present, we do survey monkeys afterwards to ask people for feedback, and it confirms email addresses and contact details. We have issues in Europe around GDPR, which mean that it's very difficult for us to save mailing addresses and then use them again for another event, because we need to ask permission each time we use people's contact details. So it's not as simple as it used to be historically, where you could just put people on a database and 6 months later write to them again. It's often not quite that simple here. But there's no doubt that setting up mechanisms, as Elizabeth said, so that the next people who come in can add to a system that's existing, saves the, you know, starting again at the beginning every time. Thanks for listening.
Thank you. Now, I know we got a lot of PR people in here, and y'all do not want me talking for the next 25 minutes. So come on, raise your hands and get involved. We are all PR in here, and we've all got suggestions and ideas, and we welcome them, because this is the opportunity that we get to take it back to our zonal meetings and share it with each other and lift ourselves. I think this is really more about collaboration. No one attends a PR workshop that isn't doing PR. Am I lying?
I'm an addict. My name's Wes.
Hey, Wes.
I'm from the Heartland area in Florida. And I'm really grateful to see all these people interested in PR. I've been involved in it for too many years now, I guess. Like someone was saying, close to 28 years now. When it was started out with PI, I think one of the things that we're having problems with, and I know other people are, is manpower. You know, I mean, you look at that, PR guide, and I mean, there's a whole list of things that we should and could be doing. It just comes down to manpower. I mean, our last PR committee here in the Heartland area, we had four people in the meeting, and one of them was a new person who hadn't been to PR before. And one of the things that we've had to do is we've had to scale back and say, okay, when I hear all these things about these great presentations and getting all the, you know, all the probation officers and all that, I mean, I'm jealous as hell because, I mean, before I moved down here 5 years ago, I came from the Mountaineer region, and Elizabeth probably knows the Mountaineer region from the zonal. But, you know, we did that because we had a large amount of people participating. And we joined with other regions and other zones and brought those presentations to the surface so that people would know who we are. But we here in the Heartland area, you know, we've especially with COVID, I mean, COVID has really kicked us back to, you know, a very minimum amount of work. And mostly what we're doing, and I'm grateful for Simon saying that, you know, it's follow-up. You know, because we've got a big list of places and things we've done. It's just a matter of us staying on target and following up with those people to find out, you know, do you need more meeting schedules? Do you need another poster? Do you need, you know, what are your needs for Narcotics Anonymous today? Last year, we got a project going of putting our posters in the buses. And that worked really great, you know, and we've had to do some follow-up on that to make sure that those are in the buses. And being 501c3, we don't have to pay for that space. We paid for the printing of the posters and got, you know, the bus has a specific thing that they, you know, that you have to abide by, and they give you the dimensions and the paper and they tell you what you have to do. But once we did that, we got posters in all the buses that travel around our county. That often, you know, go into Tampa and buses go between Tampa and Orlando. So, you know, we were real proud of that. We had a skeleton crew at that time. But, you know, one of the things that we've learned is that finding someone who's willing to take the project on, appoint them as a single point of accountability, and then having, you know, not really turning them loose, but having them come back to the committee every time we meet and update us on where that project is going. It's helped us prioritize our needs because, I mean, sure, I'd like to have, you know, literature racks and all the hospitals here and all the detoxes and all the jail, you know, I'd like them everywhere. I'd like all of our literature to be everywhere, but, you know, financially it's impractical, and the fact that, you know, we really can't do that. So we've cut back on a lot of things. We're still doing a couple of emergency rooms here with a very small rack. We are doing the probation offices and all those. And we do have, you know, we coordinate with H&I on some projects. We just did a table at a sci-fi fair in Bartow, Florida here, which is right down the road from me. We got that table free, and, you know, set the table up, got our literature out, and had a really great response to that. And there were, you know, four of us, four members, which was really cool. It was an all-day thing, which worked out really well. But, you know, I'm always interested in trying to figure out. I was groomed by my sponsor and his sponsees and his sponsor who dragged me into service and got me involved. And I think we've somehow down the line, we've kind of cut that thread about having our sponsees involved in service. Now, I know I didn't want to do it. You know, I didn't want to go. I didn't want to sit in a big convention center with, you know, all those probation people and all that and sit and pass out literature. You know, I had better things to do when I had less than, you know, 6 months clean. But my sponsor said, this is what you're going to do. And so I did it. And I'm still doing it. So I don't know what that, you know, how that works as far as, you know, did that keep me clean? Yeah, that day it did. And it carried on into what I do with my sponsees today. I try my best to get everybody involved, and most of my sponsees are involved in some level of service. So, you know, when we do those workshops and things and learning days, and, you know, I think mentoring is one of the high priorities as a topic in those. And I'm grateful for that because that's what we need. We need people who are willing to not bitch about PR or not bitch about the RASC or, you know, how messed up the area is, or, you know, all those things that we do as addicts when we, you know, when we have a real attitude of indifference or intolerance. But to, you know, to let people know that there is a way to give back, you know, sure, throw some money in that basket. But the other ways are that other people were here for you. There were people here who got the helpline number on, you know, when I started, there wasn't anything on the web. So, you know, we got those in the newspaper. We got those on the TV. We got those on radio. So, you know, I have to remind people that there were people here doing the work so that you could find, well, I don't want to say that, so that I could find my stinking ass here and be grateful for being here. So I'm glad to see you guys here. It's wonderful to see people from across the pond, as they say. Thanks for letting me share.
Thanks, Wes.
Thanks for sharing, Wes. Again, Addict named Ramon. And thank everyone for sharing. I was thinking, you know, some things were coming up, and we're talking about PR. And Matt plugged in how we welcome everyone to join us because, you know, we're project-based and collaboration is something that we're big on, and I've seen Wilbina joined us, and she's from the NEZR PR, and she's the PR chair on the Northern region. And these are the two zones that collaborate on a regular. It's the SCCF and the NEZF. You know, we're side by side, and we meet on third Tuesday of the month. We start at 8 and roll until about 10:30 at night sometimes. I'm not sure. I don't get to stay up that late anymore. I must be getting a little older, and I get up very early, so I don't always make it to that meeting. So we welcome everyone to come and participate and join us. See you, Rod. Take care. So we welcome anyone to come and join us, and you can send us an email if you go to sezf.org, and I'm going to put it in the chat room, and then you send us a message through, you go to the PR Task Force, which is groups, and you send us a message, and we'll send you the link, and you know, you're always welcome to come and participate. I didn't anticipate having so much time. If not, I would have made it so Matt had a video ready, and we would have probably prepared a video. Matt just put the, Matt put the whole Google address up. So send us an email there, and we'll make sure that you get the link and get an invitation. And we still have a few minutes for sharing. I'm trying to buy some time. So we still have a few minutes. So, you know, tell us something about what your area is doing. If you're a PR chair or regional chair, or just give us a little something, man. Let's collaborate. Let's have fun. I know names.
I'm going to have a couple of hands. Go ahead, Will.
Hi. I see Will. Go ahead, Will.
Hi, my name's Will. I'm an addict. I'm from the UKPI region, UK, and I'm the UKPI chair. And I'd just like to say, I haven't got much to say. I've just got in from work, literally. I've been listening to you in the car, and I love listening to PR. It's my passion. And I've been doing it now for quite a while in my recovery. The UK region at the moment, due to the pandemic, you know, the transition onto online presentations and actually interacting with the rest of the fellowship has been amazing. And the main thing for me is that we have the strongest UKPI committee, PR committee, PI committee, we still call it UKPI, is as strong as it's ever been. And we've got some new blood that's come through that would have never come to us if because in Great Britain, UK, you know, we used to travel from all over the country to London for our UKPI meeting, and it was the same people, and we sort of became stagnant, I think. You know, that's my observation over the years. But now we've got some fresh blood. We're doing some fresh things. I mean, you guys know in the UK, in the US, you call it the 90 in 90. Well, in this country, we don't really have that meeting attendance confirmation. And at the moment, we've got a great project going with the probation service. We call it HMPPS, which is Her Majesty's Prisons and Probation Service. And that project at the moment is going from strength to strength, and the communication we're having with that organisation across the UK is getting momentum, if you like, and hopefully we're rolling it out in pilots across the UK. As Simon said earlier, Simon's really taken on the training at the moment, and we're doing nearly two a month trainings to local PI who are interested, and people getting involved from all over the country. And so you know, I'm not going to bang on too much because I know there's others who want to talk who came in after me then. But yeah, things are going, and I've heard a couple of things in and out of work and stuff that my we've got a guy called Flo who's fellowship liaison. And I'll blow his trumpet. His name's Neil. He's on there somewhere, and he's really taken the reins of we call it Base Camp. We have a thing called Base Camp, which is a communication platform between us and the areas, and a resource platform of keeping stuff. And he's really we're really hotting up with his stuff, and he'll have taken a lot of notes, I can imagine, and be bringing us some stuff to get our teeth into. So let's hope that we can forge some really deep relationships with you guys over the pond. And I hear Will Venus there somewhere. Willie, hello. Yeah, things are going from strength to strength. I mean, this pandemic for PR around the globe, I think, has really been a kick up the royal backside of people in PR to sort of, you know, go break those boundaries that we were sort of afraid of. We were afraid of it in the UK, of doing service meetings online. We resisted for ages. Region was trying to steer us to do it, and we'd always say there was no Wi-Fi or there's this or that or the other, but now we've got no excuse. I think we'll go from strength to strength. Thanks for listening to me. I'll leave it there.
I saw Neil's hand, and then we're going to get ready to wrap up.
Oh, no, that was me. Let see Pedro go. That's cool. You've heard enough from the UK tonight, Ramon.
Okay. Thank you very much for the opportunity for sharing. Thank you for the initiative to do this workshop. Okay. I'd like to share the Portuguese experience where we have what I call a starting a metro area of the Big Lisbon that includes three areas, the South, Lisbon, Cascais, and also Sintra. And they are working together doing PR. And in the pandemic time, we start training with the Brazilian guys, and we learn a lot from them. And that's what I would like to share, because we are improving a lot in the way to do things locally, but also in a global view. So it's what I call a global and local at the same time. Think global and act locally, okay? And it has been a very good experience in our members. There are a lot of more members in there. There are young people working in PR. We have 20 years old vice chair in Lisbon for PR. That's great. She started to recover with 15, and now she is working with us, starting to connect all the institutions, and we hope that to bring more people from there. So the crisis is also an opportunity to do the things in a different way, and we are learning a lot from Brazilian and with ourselves. Thank you very much for this opportunity and this for this initiative, and we'll pass the message to Portugal also. Thank you very much.
Thank you. I'm an addict. My name is Ramon, and I got the message from, and I completely forgot. The Florida region does ask that if you can, that we ask that you donate something. We are collecting Seventh Tradition, and you can go to naflorida.org /donate for this event. And if not, that's okay too. I want to screen share here for a minute. This is the Multi-Eastern Zonal Forum PR Week, and I'm going to see if I can blow it up here. Save the date. It will be Friday, June 11th through 2021, and Saturday, June 12th, and you'll find more information on our website as soon as we have the times. Friday will be a Professionals Day, and Saturday will be for members at large. And activities, they're having interactive workshops, roundtable discussions, small groups, presentation, professional panel, PR myths and misconceptions, virtual public relations, what is fellowship development, FDPR and H&I collaboration, and the PR videos that we have done. Your contact people are Dave B., or Karen H. or Greg, and this is will all be up on both websites, our NA Florida Doc website, and also the Zonal website. And it is being hosted by the Southeast Zonal Forum, and we will have participation from the NEZF and the AZF. Thank you. I'm looking for someone to invite to close the meeting. How about... let's invite our AD, our alternate delegate here from the Florida region, to help us close this meeting.
Hi, everybody. Joel. I'm Joel. I'm a grateful recovering addict. And thank you all for being here. And Ramon, thanks for being the facilitator. Great as always. Love you. So why don't we close with a moment of silence followed by the third step prayer. Many an addict has said, take my will and my life, guide me in my recovery, and show me how to live.
Remember that if you have registered, you'll get an email and you'll get a speed link where you can download the videos of all the workshops, because all the workshops have been recorded. Thank you very much, everyone. Thank you.
Great job, IT guy. Thank you, IT. Ezra.
I love you guys and help.
Ezra, great job.
Thank you.
Thank you, everyone.
Thank you for helping me stay
clean. Thank you so much.
Thank you, Patricia.
Thank you so much.
Are people popping in tomorrow?
Yes.